Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, New Year's Day 2024. Can you believe it? Well, we all made it, and I just want to say this. Thank you to all of you who have been with me for so many years, and I'm looking forward to this. Honestly, look, this year, as we have covered repeatedly as of late, I went over pretty much everything I believe is going to happen moving into 24 through 24 and even beyond that. And despite the fact that we are going to see major changes geopolitically, and unfortunately a lot more war, you and me, we're going to do just fine here. And we're going to stick to our guns. We have a strategy that's working. And in my view, we cannot possibly be beaten. And in 2024, I promise to keep all of you so far ahead of the curve that, again, it's just going to be ridiculous. With that said, people, let's do this. So this is my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. Again, January 1st, 2024. Let's start off with this. Regarding the market, okay, we have watched quite a run-up as of late, but no surprise to anybody who follows this blog. You and I, we are watching the drivers of this market. I'm referring specifically to the bond market, including the U.S. dollar on a relative strength basis. Hold that thought. We have a lot to talk about with regard to the dollar here. The mechanism here to drive cash into the perceived safety of debt. Unfortunately, a big part of that, okay, moving forward is going to be, in my opinion, and I would love to hear from you on this, vastly expanding war. The mechanism of expanding war allows the Federal Reserve, who's the driver of all of this here, in concert with other central banks around the world, quite obviously, to allow the market to work in their favor. What I'm referring to specifically is more war, which is undoubtedly coming. I mean, if any of you have the slightest doubt that we're not going to see a lot more war in 24, I think you're absolutely off target, okay? More war is the goal. War generates the need, the greatest need for more borrowed dollars than any other endeavor on the planet. Now, expanding war is going to push cash into, again, the perceived safety of debt. That's going to suppress bond yields on top of what else is going to happen. And we all know this. I mean, this is a lock, okay? Count on this happening. The Federal Reserve, other central banks, cutting rates moving forward. And this has the potential, and in my view, absolutely will, push the stock market to new record high after new record high after new record high as the economy around the world continues to crater, as global debt balloons faster than we've ever seen before. That's the way it's going to go. Now, with that said, being that this is Markets, A Look Ahead, the run-up in this market has, again, it's done what we've expected it to do. A lot of this year-end bonuses for the fat cats in these corporations. You know how it works. I've covered this. Year-end bonuses are based on year-end stock price. They all got their bonuses. Multi-million dollar bonuses. They're all smiling. They're all buying their yachts and their Ferraris and their, you know, 10,000 plus square foot houses and fucking homes. They all got, the Federal Reserve made sure that happened. Okay. Now, with that said, I would not be surprised. In fact, I would welcome a pullback here in the market. We don't get pullbacks anymore. You know that. But I would welcome this, and understanding the dynamics behind this, okay? Watch what's going to happen to bond yields. Watch the 10-year yield, the dollar on a relative strength basis, and keep your eyes on the MMRI. Again, the Manorino Market Risk Indicator, free to everyone on this planet. Link in the description of this video. We are going to see the MMRI drop substantially. Risk in this market is going to drop. The illusion, and I'll pay attention to this, people, the illusion of liquidity is going to be maintained. Look, I'm not the only guy right now talking about liquidity drying up. I may honestly have been the first guy to start talking about this from many, many, many months ago, how it was drying up. A lot of people coming on the bandwagon here. And I'm glad they are. I'm glad they are. They're you know, when like-minded people who understand the market see the same things, it's a good thing. But the illusion, and this is just an illusion, of liquidity is going to be maintained in my view because, again, this is a presidential selection cycle, period. And, you know, people, they watch their investments going up. They forget everything else. They don't care about anything else. I'm a millionaire. I'm a multimillionaire on paper. That's all they care about. It's the illusion of it all. The illusion of the market I've covered to the point of nauseam is such a powerful thing. Now let us move forward a little bit here. I don't know if I touched on this much over the past several weeks, but I want to cover this just real quick. Another major theme, major, and I can't underscore that enough, moving into 24, is we are going to see the world move further away from the US dollar. Global de-dollarization moving forward. You're going to see more and more nations transacting in their own currency, sidestepping the dollar. And in my opinion, that's going to lead to more war as well. So I want you to keep that in mind. Look, in my opinion, and I've covered this with you, again, to the point of like nauseam, as central banks solidify their position here. And 2024 is going to be pivotal, in my opinion, as to what central banks have in store for all of us. Watch for things that you can't even imagine that are going to come down the pike here. Not just expanding wars, but any other conceivable and inconceivable nightmare that you could dream about, think about, fantasize about, or whatever, to pull more cash into the now. The system in its current form, we all understand what we have here. You and me are forced to participate in a bankrupt system, a system that operates in a perpetual vacuum, meaning that debt must be pulled into it in greater and greater amounts just for it to function. We all know that. This is deliberate. Central banks are not stupid. They are working towards a new system. We've covered this to the point, again, of nauseam with the development of a trans-world, cross-border, tokenized system, a one-world currency in many, many ways. That's where we are going. But they have to kill their currencies first. So this global de-dollarization here is part of the mechanism as well. And what this is eventually going to lead to, and you all know this, problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. They're going to force people into a state where they're going to beg for help, a new system. And again, this is the whole goal here, the dismantling the current system. You all know that. I think the dollarization moving forward is going to become much more profound here. And again, much more war, more death, more suffering, more pain, period. That's where this is going to go. And the other thing you have to also understand that we're going to see in 24 that is going to blow everyone's mind, and I mean blow everyone's mind, is the amount of collective government spending that we are about to see. Again, it's the mechanism. Our lawmakers, our policymakers, they can't tell you any of this stuff. No one running for president is going to tell you this stuff. They can't do it. What you're seeing there is a charade, in my opinion. It's a show. And it's all a distraction as the game is being played out here. This game that has been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Okay, the illusion of how things actually work, it's just fake. We all know that. But again, so the mechanism here, and I'm leading up to something important, of vastly inflating global debt moving forward, which is obviously also massively inflationary. You're not allowed to know that. gives us even more reason, okay, and this is my opinion, you're entitled to your own, to bet against the debt, become our own central banks, hold hard assets. And we've covered this as of late. You can expect things like the distortions that exist in the market, the disconnect between global stock markets and the economy. None more so than here in the United States to get wider and wider. Okay, the gap here. But this gap is going to fill. When? I don't care when. All right, all I want to do is get myself and all of you in the right spots, which we're already there, okay? We're not going to change our strategy here, betting against the debt, like I said, becoming our own central bank, taking advantage of everything that comes. I'm like the ultimate capitalist. That's really the truth. If I see an opportunity out here, and I see nothing but opportunity in 2024, honestly, from a financial standpoint, we are in freaking invincible. That's a fact. We're going to continue to do what we've been doing. And for me, understanding that, again, we're going to see massive rate suppression moving forward. We're going to see central banks cut rates moving forward. We're going to see government spending. Central banks are the government. Like, you can't even believe. So what does that mean? What does that mean for you and me? Well, it's pretty clear, okay? The markets are going higher. As long as they can keep rates suppressed, which is the goal, we're going to see markets move higher. Now, with regard to the markets, what do we know? Okay, it always comes down to what we know. We know that the entire tech sector is very interest rate dependent. If these rates are going to come down, where do you think tech is going to go? Or especially big tech, the big tech companies, they're going higher. I believe that the tech companies are going to be a big driver moving forward. So for my Lions out here, start gaining more exposure to tech stocks. You understand? I'd be buying these things pretty much. I'm looking for every opportunity to buy more of this market. I am looking for opportunity for this market to drop. That's number one. And then buy on the dips. I am going to be buying people. I'm going to tell you straight out. You all know me. Okay. I'm an open book. You all know what I'm doing. What I'm looking for is more opportunity to get long the market. Is the market eventually going to crash? Absolutely. I have gotten hundreds of emails, maybe even thousands from all of you. Hey, Greg, this guy's calling for a crash next month. This guy's girl is calling for a crash, crash, crash. All these people have been wrong. They're 100% of the time. They haven't been right at all. And they're going to continue to be wrong because they're not telling people what to look for. It's all about risk. It's all about the illusion of liquidity, which is going to be maintained. It's all about the drivers of this market. Look, all these people who talk about the stock market, the stock market, the stock market, all these crash callers, what am I telling you to look at? The debt market. Because the debt market is the driver. The debt market consisting of, again, the bond market and the dollar, which is a unit of debt here, or central bank issued notes across the board. And what do we know is going to happen? Central banks are going to kill their currencies. They're on a mission to dismantle the system. And in my opinion, that's going to drive the stock market higher until it doesn't. Until it doesn't. But we're in the right spots, okay? We're covering this from every angle. From my Lions right here, we're staying long this market, okay? My opinion, you're entitled to your own. This Lion, the King Lion, okay, is going to be long this market for as long as I can be, okay? Until I see the debt market sell off. Until that time, the mechanism is going to remain risk on, and that presents opportunity in risk off assets. For example, physical gold, physical silver, which remains my favorite asset of all time. Commodities, you need exposure to these things because they're tangible, they're real. And again, I've covered this so many times in my free newsletter, again, link below. Four or five newsletters about how you can gain exposure to an exchange-traded fund or an ETF that will allow you exposure to commodities. It should make sense to you. Being that the game, in my opinion, is going to remain risk-on until, again, we see the sell-off. We don't have to guess. You see, a lot of people, they don't understand that we can strip 90% of the guesswork out of here just by looking at market drivers. Okay, and I'm not asking you to look at a lot, just the 10-year yield, the U.S. dollar, or better yet, the MMRI, which sums this whole thing up into a nice equation. You come up with a number and a color code. Link in the description of this video. Just click on that and have a look at the MMRI. I think it's going much, much lower. Nothing would surprise me here. I wouldn't be surprised to see the MMRI drop below 200. And this market is going to go absolutely wild on the back of that. You understand? And there's opportunity for you and me. Again, this is all about opportunity. Staying ahead of the curve. Understanding what they, central banks, who are the one world government right now, want. They want a new system. They're taking down the current system. Our current lawmakers, our policymakers are all in on it, okay? They understand what's going on here. All they're looking out is for their own benefit here. This has been a plan that's been in effect for over a century. It's been very methodical. And it's an incredible thing to see unfold. And, you know, again, I really believe what I'm about to tell you. We can't be beaten because we know who our enemy is and we know what they want, people. And in 2024, I'm going to keep all of you ahead of the curve like you have no idea, all right? I will never let you down. Never, ever let you down. That's the truth. You know, I just realized something. It's the first of the month. On the first of the month, I humbly ask for your support. Greg, you're doing a great job. All I ask for is $5. $5. If you think Greg is doing a good job, there are a couple of links down here. You can send me $5 and I'd appreciate that. I love cryptocurrency. You want to send me some crypto? There's a link down there below as well. And I appreciate your support, all of you. We got each other's backs always. All right, people, that's pretty much it. Very important stuff we've covered here. We got this. And I'm really happy to say that, well, we got it, all right? Love all of you. Thank you. Please share the video. Get it out there. Please support my work. Again, links below. I appreciate that. And I'll see you in the morning. You can count on it. Take it easy.